Rachel's Star Rumors.
I don't gossip. Maybe sometimes I find out things and I pass that information on. You know, kind of like a public service.
Let's go!
And now, with all the latest celebrity dirt, here's Rachel.
The nominations for the Golden Globe Awards were announced yesterday, and the movies 12 Years a Slave and American Hustle lead the way with 7 apiece. The Butler got totally shut out. The ceremony airs live on Sunday, January 12th. On Ellen yesterday, Lea Michele said she's still dealing with the death of Corey Monteith. Quote, grief goes with you every day, whatever you're doing, when there's great moments, when there's hard moments. I think at a certain point, you can choose to sort of fall from this, or you can choose to rise, and that's what I'm just trying to do. Twitter says the two most retweeted posts of the year had to do with the deaths of Corey Monteith and Paul Walker. Both were retweeted around 400,000 times. Coming in first was Lea Michele's first statement on Corey's death, and second was a post from Paul Walker's own feed announcing his death. Bruce Jenner met with a plastic surgeon yesterday to discuss a procedure called a laryngeal shave, which smooths the Adam's apple. TMZ claims that people get this done when they're getting a sex change, but even though Bruce is an alleged crossdresser, this is not his intention. Bruce says, quote, I just never liked my trachea. And without anyone even knowing it was coming, Beyonce released an entire new album on iTunes this morning. Guests include Jay-Z, Justin Timberlake, Drake, Frank Ocean, Pharrell Williams, Timbaland, and Beyonce's Destiny's Child bandmates Michelle Williams and Kelly Rowland. It's got 14 tracks, plus each song has an extra video track.